You know, many times I would like to hear you because it's good to hear ourselves. With any volume, I don't want to shout. I'm trying to see whether I can push this thing, but sometimes when we discuss these things, we discuss, it normally affects what I like to teach. The day I heard the story that my mother had an accident, I was asking myself, what went wrong that I cannot pick this thing? You know, sometimes you just have to face life squarely. Many times it's because you have programmed yourself in a particular direction. You have not taken time to look at some things, especially the prayer life of a church, prayer life individually, prayer life collectively. The master are three inner circles. You know, there are levels with the master. We have this circle 3, circle 12, circle 70, circle what again? 120. And it relates to them in different, even within circle 3. Among circle 3, there's one fellow that even can put his head where? On the shoulder, on the chest. I know in this place, I don't know how you will feel. My wife will not allow you to put your chest on my chest. It will be a trouble, no? So I want to think about that for a man to, to that extent, it's a really close issue. Is that not true? I'm just saying, you must also picture it carefully. We have James, we have Peter, we have John. Among the three of them, the Peter guy is the guy with who can tell me about Peter? We have Peter. We serve him, Sister Fort, Peter. You know, I must hear them. I'm sorry, I must hear you. Yes, I want to hear about it. If you just hear Peter in the Bible, what comes to your spirit, man? Peter. Before he was, after, just Peter. Peter. But when you hear Peter in the Bible, what strikes you about his leadership qualities? Who is helping us? Peter. Peter. Yes, ma'am. Let me call his telephone. Peter. And just hear Peter. Be very fast, ma'am. I'm the one who make it. He wavers. I said about his leadership character. He wavers before he became a... after I was a sorry. You know, when the master saw him, Peter, what was in Peter's name? In him. Peter is a what? He said, Peter. That was a what? When he first met Peter, Peter was a reed. A reed is a, Simon Peter is a reed. You know, Simon there is a reed, like in water, you know, because of the plant. That plant has no root. It moves with the waves. When he met him, he said, thou art Peter, upon this rock. He made a rock out of a reed. Don't forget that. But yep, of Peter, before and after, there are two different people. Before Holy Ghost came and after Holy Ghost came. And Peter was a leader. Even when among them, when he was still feeble, when he was still weak, Peter was a leader. You know, the master was walking on the water and they were all afraid. And he said, if it's you, bid me to what? To come. Peter has spoken. Peter, bold. Peter, a leader. James, when you hear about James in the Bible, what strikes you? James, Peter, James, and John. James, what strikes you? Who was James in the Bible? Son of thunder. I love that. Anybody else? James. Is there anything about James that strikes you in the Bible? But not James. James, you have three. You have James. How many James in the Bible? James in our three circle. James among the three people. Inner circle. James, brother of what? Of John. Look at it carefully. Before Christ died, I could not do a study. I could not pick out James. I don't know why he's in the inner circle. The only thing is that James and John, they are brothers from the same mommy. That's beautiful. And you find it carefully in the Bible, when he calls some people, he called their families. I don't know why. He called Moses, Aaron, sister, Miriam, the same family. I don't know about you. I see that. It's in the Bible. Just read the Bible carefully. But after what happened when the master left and James was picked, Herod picked James and put him in prison. What do you think happened to the church? They said, how can they pick James? James is our leader. And of course, he became the leader immediately after. He became a leader also because in the three circle, he was a leader. After Christ left, they were leaders. And they picked one of their leaders. The church have been saying, James will come out. He's a leader. How can the Lord Almighty allow them to kill James? Would they say that? Of course, and they would have said that because they were not praying. They said, you know, James, he must have confessed. You know, James, I'm in prison now. No, I cannot be in prison now. James. What happened to James? Who can tell me? He was beheaded. What happened to James? Why was beheaded? When Peter was taken, what happened? Is this CCC? They picked the first one, and we thought, no more than that, if we have confessed. You know, the master is there. Even if they kill him, we will raise him up. What happened? The man went. Who made a loss, the church or James? The church. Why? All that James knew, James has gone with you. He said, to die is gain. James has gone to heaven. Whether you like it or not, it's among the 12, as you go the whole world, there are 24 elders. 12 of them are the apostles of what? Of Christ. That's true. Am I right? Are you aware of that? They're not sure. Who is unsure? They're not sure. Are the 12 apostles of Christ? They be among the 24 who are seated on that throne. We have 24, we have 12 from Israel. We are 12 from most of them, they are all Jews. They are all Jews. All of them, they are all Jews. 24 of them. there are 24 elders. So, go and do a study. 24 elders. James will be one of them. Is that not true? Judas. Who replaced Judas? You see that? Who replaced Judas? I love that. Who replaced Judas? Okay. Say not Paul. I've heard. Go and put it down. When you get there, ask who replaced Judah? Judas, who replaced Judas? Woman, me pick a choice. Go pick a choice. Woman, me devoted. Devoted. So, and God also did his own choice. Please let me sound very well. Praise God, somebody. Say, Nimbo, are you still here? I just want to make us we say some things tonight. So, don't look at it carefully. James was beheaded. And when Peter was taken, what happened to the church? Oh my God. I would say, pray prayer was made. Not that they pray. They made prayer. You don't understand? How they make bomb? You know, people plan to make bomb. The prayer was made without ceasing. Do you think when they are praying, do you think they pray like this? Well, Father, I love you. You are good. Brother Wally, what was that in today's punch? Are they praying like that? Are you sure? Who can tell me how we know the way you are praying? Eh? They are praying. Even that when Peter went to knock the door, self, they could not be here on time. Peter must come. Why? In their own eyes, James was beheaded. I'm going somewhere, brethren. To be spiritual, you must be prayerful. You cannot pray the things of the spirit if your spirit man is not trained, especially in a place of prayer. I want to explain that carefully. One day in my house, I don't know what happened in the evening. Spirit of prayer entered into me. You know what they call spirit of prayer? Say anybody, do you know? If you don't know, you don't know. Some of that levels you. And when it entered into me, I began to pray. I'm not praying like move to Montoru Monfra. No, Nanga do Roshko. No. This one you cannot but raise your voice. Something raised the voice. I cannot but this one, well, it was not just me. And it was going like that for almost an hour, 45 minutes or an hour. Fervent, dear, something inside. And the prayer ended, and I sense that whatever it is, it's okay. I'm going somewhere tonight. I want to link what he's saying. So when we pray like that, second day my wife carried our car, then we are Cressida, and she was going to work at Oregon Road. A tipper hit that car. I was pushing that car into a gully also, and at the edge of the gully the car stopped all the side here. And she turned the car by herself and she drove back home. And she parked the car. And told this, and normally, sometimes I may stay a bit to just take my time before I get to work. So I was wondering, I think, so when I came out, I saw her car again. I said, what's happening? He said, God help me today. And I saw all the side. Phew! Like that. And Holy Ghost reminded me about yesterday. Say anybody, you still here? That means what? When I was a nudge for me to pray yesterday, if I have ignored that, what will have happened? I don't know. Men ought to pray. Say anybody, you ought to pray. As a church, we must pray, because when James was taken, people were confessing. I believe in confession. He knows that. I believe in confession. But ask yourself, what made the master pray all night prayer? What made the master pray all day and pray all night? If somebody has 3.5 years to make an impact in his ministry, what made him to spend 40 days in the wilderness? And he has all it takes. What made Paul, that when Paul was called, he did not enter into ministry? He went to Arabia. We did not know how many years he spent there. But what made Paul have so much insight of God that stood him out of anybody else? Anybody, you still here? So we are saying that for what we are saying, that's what I was I said, what happened that my mother as an accident, I did not pick it. She said, what happened? But God had mercy over me. So when I was going, I had to ask him, what is the word you must give me? It's not just quoting any scripture now. I need a rhema. It's not just going and quoting things from your head. You need a rhema. You need a word from the Holy Ghost. Because a matter of life and death, thank God it was there. I need a word, and he says, so when you get there, just will minister life unto her. And I have to do it not once, I have to do it many times. My second day, my mother was seeing a cross. You saw my daughter, I saw a cross of Jesus Christ. You have no cross, anyways. You're not seeing any cross, you're not going anywhere. Second day, she had lost 4 days, she was there. But second day, in the evening, I had that. When I spoke to her, she was no more coherent. She was saying something that are not there. When I picked it, I was a bit afraid. But you have to just understand that a word came. So we are saying that we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. You know, when we began this assembly, it says, son, your assignment is to raise for me people who are spiritual. So that's why we spend so much time na koromo rale shalira brakas kalevono lo shalia rata bavora katarama. All we are doing is we are trying to train our spirit man. Say, neighbor, train your spirit man. We have the confession. We have many things, but look at what we are saying today, because I plan to share on Daniel chapter 1. But it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, are what? What are the issues of life? Who is helping me? What are the issues of life? On the back row, what are the issues of life? Eva and partner, what are the issues of life? Okay. Help me. Issues of life. Because we have to really understand what we are saying there. Issues of life. Daddy, yeah. Yes, yeah, so thank you. Decisions you make on daily basis. Issues of life. Decisions you make on daily basis. Sister, yes, issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You want to marry now. How do I know is the man I must marry? Out of your heart are the issues of life. Issues of this life. What that pertains to this life. The written, not the things that are unreal. Yes, ma'am. The problems. I like that now. The problems. Encounters. Somebody said decisions. You say problems. Encounters. Sister Taiwo, issues of life. You must get this thing tonight. Issues of life. If you read the whole place and you don't know what the issues of life are, then how will you now? Issues of life. spiritual things. Yeah. Okay, let's get something. We said that. See that, thank you so much, man. Okay, be very fast. Your concerns. Ryan, issues of life now, because I have to call you now. You told this thing now, and I have different opinions. I love that. Thank you so much, sir. God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. Is that not true? And those things are the issues of life. See, if today in he works for federal government, Abi, Ministry of Education, if they post her to be a principal in Queen's College, everything that pertains to that assignment is there. Yes or no? Are you sure? Are you very correct? Everything that pertains to that assignment, the car, the house you will leave, even when you have lights, the principal have 24 hours light, and that's the same compound, everywhere is dark, but you say house, that has 24 hour light. Is that not true? You don't have water. In that house, water will flow 24 hours. Why? The fellow is in an assignment. Please, if you don't get it right, you won't get it. There's a purpose of you being here. There's a plan of God for your life being here. They are the real issues of life. And every other thing that you need to function, heaven is committed to provide. That's why somebody must know the plan and the purpose of God for his life. That means if you are sent to Queen's College to be a principal and you went to Yanike to report, what will happen? You don't have an office, you don't have a house, somebody is there already who has an office that you want to occupy, house you want to live in. Is that not true? So what happens to us about our spirit man? Say, draw the best from your spirit man. So as I go to school and I draw my spirit man, I spray my mind for many years now, 6 years, primary school, 5, secondary school, another 5 or so for university. Then I went for 1 year. Just had to train my mind to become an engineer. And like he said, that is very limited. How much more your spirit? How do I train my spirit? Say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the issues of life. How do you guide that heart? What is your heart, number one? What's your heart? Your spirit. Is that not true? Man is a spirit. Is that true? He has a soul. Is that true? He moves where? In a body. He lives in a body. With your spirit, man, you contact God. With your soul, you do what? Mental world. Your soul has 3 compartments. Who can tell me 3 compartments? Your soul. No. your intellect, your will? Is that any same thing, your will, your intellect? Okay. Question mark. Will, intellect. Question mark. Emotion, number one. Number two. Okay, what's your mind? What's your will? What's your emotion? What's your mind? Your emotion is your feeling. It's from where? From your soul. Is that not true? Your emotion is from your soul. Your will is from where also? Your soul. Then what's the third one? Your mind or intellect. So your mind and intellect as one? They are one. The same thing, your mind. That man has lost his mind. I mean, he cannot put things together. Do you agree? So, when we now say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That means what? How do I guide my heart? What things must I do? I say, I'm guiding this heart. Who's helping me? What are the things that gain entrance to your heart? What are the highs, the gateway to your heart? Your soul. Your soul. Okay, fine. Your soul is a gateway to your heart. Is that not true? Is that true? Your soul. Your soul. You have the, if you have three circles, you have here your, the real man. There. You have here your soul. You have here your body. Is that not true? So, between this, your body and your spirit man, as a word, your soul. And things must be processed where? Is that not true? What are the gateways to your soul? Your eyes? Your ears? Your senses? Your senses. That's true? Your senses. But the real gateway is your eyes and your ears and your feelings. Is that very true? So if you say, guard your heart, guard your heart, what must I do about that? What am I doing that I'm obeying that injunction? I'm guiding it. It's what I hear. What I hear is too important to me. I keep saying it. There was a time my wife as a neighbor in Urugulu, 5 a.m. this girl will put on Fela music. She not Peter. It's Joshi no ba. It's Joshi no bo. Emile Jo ba. Before you know it, my wife is on me. It's Joshi no bo. It's Joshi no ba. Emile Jo bo. It's automatic. You can't help it. Because that's what she hears every 5 a.m. She will know that in very well. I will say you must learn how to put your blessing on a thing and put a curse on a thing. Yeah. When I was in school, I had a roommate that normally plays music very loud in the morning by 5 a.m. I said, I'm doing my quiet time. Lower this thing. He said, we are all free now. And you know, we are all free. And we all read electrical electronics. I'm in school. We have people to repair their radio when it's bad to make money. They bring it to us. We have them to repair it more. So I put a course on that radio. Why? If we are free now, it's free to learn its radio and free to speak a word. And no blessings, I curse it. The team pack up. All of us together, nobody can repair it. That one. Nobody can repair that one. Because if you're not very careful, every morning she has that automatically. She says, Ijoshi no. Ijoshi no. Yes or no? And she cannot help to hear. So the only way she can do is to put a curse and stop that nonsense, or else it will affect her own spiritual life. Yes or no? So what happens that those that speak to your heart, those that speak to your life, they are too important. Some things I've heard many years, I wish I did not hear them. I wish I had not heard them. They told us some stories about devil. Too many stories. That today when you are even trying, you are trying to uproot those in your spirit map, it's not true. And it's right from the pulpit, from the church. They've told us those things. So who you hear and what you hear is too important. Don't poison your spirit man. Many of us, our spirit man has been poisoned. Anybody see here? So you have a duty to guard your heart. Anybody guard your heart? Wash your spirit man with the word of God. As you say, is the washing of God's word. I can wash your spirit man from everything that is not grounded in the word of truth. Praise God, somebody. Say, well, guard your heart. The heart can one guard his heart. You can only guard your heart if you make sure that you refuse to listen. I want to beg you, say, anybody refuse to listen to every idea, every opinion that is against God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. What is there? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to pull down strongholds. Continue. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against what? Continue, ma. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to do what? To do what? To do what? All what? Disobedience. Okay, let's see it again carefully. Hey, brother, are you there? Where you rest, says the what? Verse 4 again. At this start, the weapons are not carnal, they are mighty in God to do what? To pull down strongholds. Please look at me carefully. What are strongholds? It's time to go to the evangelist. And yeah. What are strongholds? Thoughts like what? No, thoughts like what? If you say stronghold, thoughts like what? Thought of failure. Thought of sickness. Make it practical. Just say one that is practical small. It's a stronghold. It has become a stronghold. Say, so if you pull it down, every stronghold, every opinion of men, everything people have had for a long while, it's like truth. It's not true, but it's like truth. At, in his family, before Auntie Anne, before he married, she clocked 40. Auntie Wale, Auntie Dotun, before she married, she clocked 40. That means in this family, at least must be 40 before you marry. Is that not true? And you can look at it from, you can, they can tell you, see, that auntie, before she married, 40. Or this one, he's single. I know a family, all of them, who married there, all of them, today they're in the father's house. They are all living in father's house. The father's house. They are married. Some are married, some are, but all of them are living in father's house. So when you see that one, What would they tell you? They say in that family. What is wrong with now? All the women must come back to the house. So when you are in a family, what would they be telling you? But very soon you are coming back. If I must do for you deliverance, I can ask you a question. In your family, how many of them are back in their house? You say 1, 2, 3, 4. Then what will I tell you? What's the next phrase? And we must break all the curses. But see Bible carefully. It says, casting down every stronghold. Why is it a stronghold? Say, my people perish for lack of demons, lack of knowledge. Why are they strongholds? As a man thinks in his heart, what you think you will experience, it will reinforce your belief. I want to beg you, see, casting down every imagination. Every imagination, everything that exalts itself against what, sir? Say, never look at the person carefully. You know what I'm saying? That some people are fighting already in their heart. They are fighting pastor. No, pastor, it cannot be true. Why? Because I can give you my experience on this line. Let God be true. I can give you an experience in this life. It's what I've been involved in. But the Bible says, casting down every stronghold, every imagination, every opinion that exalts itself against what, sir? So, in that case, I mentioned, what is the knowledge of God? If you are a member of that family, and you look at your family, number one, number two, all these sisters, all these sisters, when they marry, they must come back. And you are born again, and you belong to that family. What must you pull down? Based on knowledge, who is helping me? What must you put down? Somebody went to a man of God. He said, my grandfather died of heart attack before age 40. My father before age 40. No, 50. All of them, they suffer heart attack age 50. And the fellow went to a woman of God. He's a woman of God. And the fellow is a pastor. And already 40 something years now, he was already sensing all the symptom of what? At attack. What can I use here now? Who's a young fellow? Come. You are alarmed here. I want to tell you about stronghold. Yeah, I'll give you a true life story. The grandfather died of what? The father died of what? They all of them by age 40, age 50. So the man now is a reverend now. He's experiencing the same symptoms, and I came to a woman of God. So the man was asking him, tell me your story. He said, my grandfather died of heart attack, began age 50. My father, heart attack, age 50. And now I'm feeling what? The woman said again, tell me the truth about it. So she was wondering, am I speaking Latin? I'm speaking what? English. My grandfather died of what? Heart attack. My father died of what? Heart attack. I'm doing what? The man said, now put it here. Tell me the truth about it. Where was he going? The truth in knowledge of the word of God. When he was not young, he didn't put. Tell me the truth about it. Bah! Two, not one, two of them. Bah! In the air. He did not conduct any deliverance. That slap gave that man deliverance. Say, are you not born again? There is no heart attack in our what? Family. And at age 70, he went for an X-ray. At age 70, the heart was like the heart of a young man. Somebody else could have done a lot of work. And God will take you at your level. But casting down every, say, guard your heart. So the real work, when people now work Christian magic, how can Christian be watching film? Christian film. And all you are seeing there is something flying. One darkness coming. They go to one bush. What will that do to your Christian life? And they say it's a Christian film. It's not true. It's a film acted by Christians who are ignorant. And they are pumping fear into you. Some of those films, and you watch them in the night, Joseph self. Am I lying? And people say, no, it's for evangelism. You are spreading a fear of hell. You are making Christians look too cheap for the devil to mess around. They make us so weak as if any demon can come from any place and trip you and you are dead. Yes. Guard your heart. If you don't guard this, the devil is waiting for you. That one day you will, something will, like that will happen. My wife, thank God she's here. She was watching one film. She went to, you know, some, that's guard your heart. She went to a place, making her hair, and they saw on the screen one Christian film. This woman, they attack her, and she turned against her children. And before we know it, our stepmother, our mother, were doing some things in the house very strangely. And the devil reminded her of the film. I can't tell you some story. Thank God she's here. It's not a funny story. It's a sad experience. Immediately, the devil took, remember that story, right in our house, it was happening. My mother-in-law asked to be carrying Bible like this. I'm not going to it. I'm telling you some things that are personal tonight because maybe you can understand. And say, guard your heart. Some people don't guard their heart. I'm coming. They don't guard their heart. Say, Pastor, what will I do if I go to that place? Marakashara marafaturu murafali rakaboshari prayala praka. Guard your heart. The devil can wait for you for 30 years. He has no issue at all. That's one virtue he has. He can wait. But when you break the edge, serpent will bite you. As a law, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, if he say, guard your heart, and you fail to guard your heart, then what will happen? The pastor, it makes no difference. I can read this book. It makes no difference. Hey, pastor. Okay. I said, I found you. If I tell you, I don't have any issue about watching this, but if I can't go to a Christian house, and they have, I got an issue, everything. And the same fellow has not read the Bible, has not read one chapter.
But eight hours they can sit down. How to say guard your heart? For devil is targeting your heart. Out of your heart are the issues of life. So when the heart is overthrown by your thinking, because he has got access to your thinking, he has polluted your thinking, and he knows no matter how we pray for you, as a man thinks, a stronghold will be formed here. Tell me what you see here. But you can bring the best out of your heart. See now, it's a spiritual issue, sir. And he's saying, all things that God made came from the Spirit. Is that not true? So the words I speak unto you, they are spirits. So when that word you are speaking, straight word from a spirit man, unpolluted, clear thinking, it can produce whatever you wanted. Somebody came to me, and you know, people tell me so many stories. And I say, God, how do I help these people? Tell me, guard your heart with all diligence. See the way Bible put it, not just more guiding, with what? All diligence. Because out of it are the issues. Because the spiritual gives birth to the physical. The joy, the peace, the prosperity, the house, everything. Like somebody tells you, don't send your child to any school. Because the devil, there's some places where the devil waits. It's true. One of my friends came here to say it. Some people I said, I understand. The school your children attend, the devil was in there. You say, but they cannot affect my children. I know. But why should I do extra work? You know something, we call it unnecessary battle. For God's sake, why should I just be engaging on unnecessary energy? Why should I do that? If I see a mechanic who can bless my car, who is spirit filled, Holy Ghost filled, I say a man who is worshiping Chongo, which one will I use? He said, no, they beat their boat mechanic. I said, no, I know their boat mechanic. If I don't have a choice, I'll use the Chongo man. But if I have a choice, who will I use? I will use the man who is blessed now. He said, whatever he does, he will prosper. Another man is a cost man. If you put your car to the whatever he does. Hospitals also. They have the areas that you must be sensitive. You cannot send your child to us to any place like he says. You must be sensitive. And if you are sensitive in your spirit, you can pick it. In the place of prayer. In the place of communion. In the place of when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you listen to him, you hear him back. Say, neighbor, when last did you hear God talking with you? Say, in all your ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. Many times when I stay on the road, I suffer. Because you say, son, you must not ask me direction. I just say, I want to go like this, go like this. And I can go slow. And I know I'm suffering my what? My lack of asking him. He says, son, you know, if you ask me, I will tell you where to take. Even those small issues of life, he is interested. How much more you want to marry? And he said, pastor, I don't know now. You want to marry? Cannot hear ever. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't bring an house girl that is from air to your house. It depends on your level. Some people are allowed to bring them, that's no issue. But your own level that you pray for 5 minutes, you may not handle some things. I'm telling you, because of your knowledge. Let me be frank with you. You know, when he met them, they were all tired. And they asked them to go and pray. What were they doing? They were sleeping. But when he was praying, Bible say an angel came to minister strength to him. Is that not true? That means if they have all attempted to pray, the same angel knew your weakness, he would have supplied strength. But they know we are tired. And because they all went to sleep, what happened? What happened? In the time of temptation, none could stand. Thank God he prayed for them. Say, Peter, with all your boast, when you are restored, do what? Say, all of you will leave me. They say, ah, wicked, I can't leave you. They are making confession. I can never leave you. No way, I can never leave. You know, all those who are confession that lacks inner strength will not work. You are trying to confess to convince yourself to make it true. No, we confess because we know inside it is true. Is that not true, sir? And if you don't have communion with the Holy Ghost, you can't do some things. You'll be from your head. You'll be afraid. You know some things I know. You will be afraid. Some few things I've known. I've seen people die before. The first man I saw was not very practical table at all. We were in the hospital. We are all praying there. It was in Alaka. We went to see my sister in hospital. We are all there. Pastor Kazali, myself, we are all praying, and the fellow passed away. And I was shocked. What is this? We don't get some things right because we are, our growth level, it was. He was telling his story when they lost the first child. And he came inside to tell me that some story. And I could not really agree with that story. I was not too sure. Somebody was making a bull say, this cannot be, can it be true? But later, by his own mouth, say, devil, if you try it, I will do what? I will deal with you. No prayer. But he has grown. Some things he has known now. Some things he can undo now. His mindset has changed. The same situation tried to occur. But you see, my people, they perish for lack of knowledge. Some of us, we believe a lie. It has formed a stronghold. You think you need 20 deliverance before that can happen? I know not to ask me a question, I know. I know, no, don't ask me, I know. I want to beg us. I don't know how much I can say it. But if you want to go to practical things, I can tell you stories. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can tell you stories. With all due respect. I still pray, Lord. I believe in fasting. I will still go 40 days. I believe in all those things. But I believe in them from a different mindset now. Do you understand that? Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm not waiting to convince God to do for me anything. If on my own side, I'm building inner stamina, inner fortitude. Say, if you run with men and they will you, then what will you do when we run with people on horses? They're like that. So you are developing your inner stamina inside. Not that God will do anything. Because a time will come that it will happen in your life and they will look for a man. How many times went somewhere? Oh my kataya rakatui. Those that know their God. I want to beg us. How do you pray in the night? Some people pray, and sister, every day you go to the house by Baba, I go away. By 3 a.m. is praying 3 to 6 every day. Then also because they're just developing their inner strength. No wonder at a 70 something, if we go to a church, people will come a lot and they will just invite him. If you minister Holy Ghost to all of them, they will receive Holy Ghost. Many of his mates, nobody remember them, where they are. My son, out of your spirit. That's why you must develop your spirit, man. You must spend time. You must be disciplined. An hour, do it every day. Look at the word. Confess the word. Believe the word. Live the word. Spiritual exercises, like you are saying. Do all those things so it can prepare you The devil walks around seeking whom to devour. Your home may not be accident of your mother, but something must happen here. Because in this world, we have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. And no man gets promoted without passing what? An exam. Maybe at your level, you are dealing with school fees. Now people are dealing with government at their level. Ashimolowo, somebody went to his office. He entered that place by, the man entered his office by 9 to 10. The man, Ashimolowo, he was still there working to 9. No standing up. Can you do it? The seven, when he's in a meeting, he will sit down in a spot for hours. Then you will see young men going out, coming in. He said he has developed himself to stay in a place to study. Can you do that? Can you do that? Pray for 30 minutes. We walk out. We go to movie. Come in. Take water. Come in. You can't do. Your body is not trained. Your body is too. Cannot do anything like that. We go to camp to fast. He said, no, me, my body, no, I must eat now. Guard your heart. For out of your heart is what, sir? The issues that will affect life. That same place I came to, we have Christian. My cousin is a Christian. She entered, she saw my mother. After she has improved, she was crying and rolling on the floor. Suppose it has happened to her mother. What will happen that day? She was only on the floor. How can somebody run on the floor help somebody who's going to heaven? How will happen? A man, we can only give what it takes. I say, guard your heart. Don't just do this. It's not a joking matter. The issue of life is involved. Marriage, children, tomorrow, greatness, everything, all that pertains to life and godliness is where? Inside. You carve this, then draw the best out of it. Face life from inside and draw the best. Bring forth the joy, bring forth the marriage, bring forth the car, bring forth the next level, bring forth the glory. Change things. Don't take no for an answer. Don't be denied. Don't be deprived. All the price have been fully paid. All the pertains to life. It can never be too late. Abraham and Sarah received strength at age 90. They change things. You can still change things. It makes no difference. If God is for you, nobody can be against you successfully. But you must do your part. Guard your heart. Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. Don't just be casual. Read books that matter. Join men that have resort. Do all within your power to lay hold. Say, when Christ came, he said, the world became flesh, and we saw it. We saw it, and the life was manifested. Say, we saw it. Sir, what is inside must manifest outside. Men want to see. They've had us. They want to see the life manifesting. They want to see the glory manifesting. And the earth is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, who to arise and manifest all this story, all this complaint, all these excuses. They don't hold any water. Men are waiting. Say, are you the son of God? Say, I am. Say, guard your heart. Say, guard your heart. Can you make, you want, is it a question or a comment? A brief comment. Can you make it next week? I want to pray now. 1 minute, that's all. Thank you.
Belief system. Say, Lord, guard your heart. I want a testimony because it's easy to believe now. Everybody's representative, the father, the children, the everybody. Okay, sir. You don't have any battle to fight for what Christ has fought already. But you have a battle to fight to stay in faith. All the devil wants to do is to sway you. And if you have access to your mind, like I told you the story of my wife, she was earning a song every day, and before you know it, she was singing that song. Because that's the way the mind was made to function. I would say, guard it. So things will not be will not enter your heart that can affect your thinking, affect your faith. Say anybody the word works. Anybody the word works. Now why we say all this is for you to rise up. Let an anger stir in you. Sickness is not good. Disease is not good. And don't treat it with a kid's gloves. Be annoying your spiritual man. I'm uncausable. When you say you are uncausable, it means sickness is a cause. Poverty is a cause. Fear is a cause. When you say you're uncausable, that means those things are not permitted to operate in your life, in your family. Especially for your children, be aggressive. If not, that thing will be there for many years to come. And you'll be saying it's normal. Even saying that it's not normal, sickness is not normal. That's why you say we must put down stronghold. Sickness is not normal. Sickness is from hell. People say, no, if you walk in a dusty road, you can have cat and cold. That's a woman thinking. You are from a different world. Be on your feet. I don't know what you have asked today. Say, then you will guard your heart. Say, I will guard my heart. I will guard my heart. Say, I'm full of life, the life of God. I'm full of power. Power of God. I draw from my innermost being the life of God in my family, in my surrounding. I fed my word for God. It's well with me in Jesus' mighty name. Offering time, blessing time. You know, if I'm not very careful, also, people have a strange.